Gemara said that Gemara tried to make a raya. It said, "Ilay temahachi hamishkanta basura." Now, I'd like to divide the little time we have today into two nekudas. One, to talk about Mishkanta the Surah in general, and then to learn the shaykhis to the Gemara. Mishkanta the Surah in general. What is Mishkanta the Surah? So the Rashbam is Masbir. Mishkanta the Surah is a financial arrangement. What is the arrangement? I lend you $1,000. So normally, what's a normal mashkin? It's something that I hold in my back pocket. You give me something to hold. I hold it until I get paid back, and then I return it to you. That's a normal mashkin. That's not mashkanta desura. Mashkanta desura is I lend you money, and you give me, in this example, you give me a field as a mashkin. Let's say I lend you $10,000, and you give me a field. So we have an arrangement where I am entitled to eat the payrus of the field for X number of years, let's say for 5 years. And the payrus I get for those 5 years will be counted keneged the keren that I lent you. Now, if I just deducted dollar for dollar, so then that's not a chidish of mashkanta the surah. If I tell you, look, I'm lending you $10,000, you give me a field, every dollar of profit that comes in the field, I'll take off the chayv. That would be a normal arrangement in a mashkin. The mashkanta de surah is where we make an arrangement originally that I'm going to eat it for 5 years to pay the $10,000 worth of payrus. Maybe I'll get $20,000 worth of payrus in those 5 years. I only lent you 10. I'm going to get $20,000 worth. Afal pikein, it's mutter. That is mashkanta de surah. When the Rashbam writes, the Gemara really writes, it's a takanta de rabbanon. Why need the rabbanon to be misakin? It's just a business arrangement. I need the rabbanon. What do you mean the rabbanon made a takana? It's all it is. It's a business arrangement. I'm lending you $10,000. You're giving me a field, and I'm going to eat it for 5 years. Mistama, the pshat in takanta de rabbanon is that there was a hava mina that this is aser, because I'm lending you $10,000. I'm getting back 20. L'chayrutz ribis. So it required a psak of Gedalia Yisrael, the Chacham of the time, that's mutter.
When a person buys the rice, the harvest, doesn't he do it the same way?
That's a good question. Okay, so get to what you're saying. The Rashbam and the Mukhi Yosef ask, why is it taka mutter? Why is it mutter? Why am I allowed to lend you $10,000 and get back $20,000? Why isn't it ribus? So there are two approaches to answer this question, which the Rashbam and the Mukhi Yosef asked. One is in the Rashbam, one is in the Mukhi Yosef. Shalom, what you started to say was in the Mukhi Yosef, you have to wait. But first we'll deal with the Rashbam. The Rashbam, in Dibra Maskel in Kain, Hai Mashkanta de Surah, the Rashbam yes the Kasha, Afa Pisha Shavin HaPeiros Kiflayim, even though he's getting back paid twice as much as he lent, it's still Mutter Sharihu Karav Laskar Vakarav Lahefsid. Now that expression, Karav Laskar Vakarav Lahefsid, is a key expression in Ezen Eshef. Karav Laskar Vakarav Lahefsid means I have a reasonable possibility that I'll make money. There's also a real possibility I'll lose money. It doesn't mean it's 50-50 if I'll make or lose, but it means there's a real possibility I'll make, there's a real possibility I'll lose. What does that mean? The insight is that there's a difference between a loan and an investment. Loans for profit are usur. Investments for profit are mutter. The difference between a loan and investment is something that you have to get clear, you have to get straight in your mind, you have to know for the rest of your lives, not to come chalila to ribbis situations. What is the difference between an investment and a loan? The difference is that a loan, if I lend you money, it's rachayk lehefsid. It it's not likely I'll lose the money. Now, it's possible that the person I lend it to is going to run away. It's possible that he'll go bankrupt. Everything's possible. But in the normal halach yelach of two honest people, a loan is something where you're guaranteeing the money. And you can't come to me and say, I lost money, I'm not paying you. That's not a good excuse. You have to pay me. You're mechuyev to pay. If you don't have money, I'll wait till you have money. But someday, most human beings someday come into money. They go through hard times. And whenever you come into money, you'll pay me back. A loan is rochayk lehefsid. It's not likely that I'll lose it, if, assuming that we're honest. Not likely I'll lose the money. And that is a loan, and a loan is an iserimus. The taich of an investment is that it's karev lehefsid. Karev doesn't mean it's likely I'll lose, which is the literal translation of karev. Really, karev lehefsid means there's a real possibility I'll lose money. Let's say you come up with this great idea. You have this investment idea that you can open another restaurant in Flatbush, right? And it can't miss. You're going to open up a restaurant. I'm investing with you. So I tell you, listen, you run the business. I'm busy learning, but I'll give you, you need money. I'll give you money for the investment, and we'll be shutfim. There's no ribis issue in an investment. Why? I'm giving you $100,000 to open a store, and later I'm going to get back $200,000, I have to make a lot of money from this. The answer is that I could lose. If I give you $100,000 to open the store, it's possible I'll lose money. Chalila, but I could lose money. There's no guarantee I'll make money. So since there's a possibility that I'm going to lose money, that's called an investment, not a loan. And in an investment, there is no iser ribis. An investment means I'm a baal bas on this, and there's no iser of ribis when I invest money. That's not to say there aren't many halachas, prati halachas that have to do with investments. But this is the rule.
Depends how it's worded, no?
What?
Depends how it's worded. Meaning you can't say that you're not going to pay, at least pay back where you put it.
So that's an important thing. This comes up often, where somebody makes an investment. I invest money with you. I tell you, listen, I'm willing to invest, but I want you to guarantee the principal. I want you to guarantee I'll get my $100,000 back. People do it. People have investments. They guarantee the principal. If you guarantee the principal, that means I can't lose. That is a loan. It's not an investment. It's true. I'm only going to get profit if there's an investment. But the money that I'm lending you is a loan. If you're guaranteeing the principal, now if you guarantee the principal and the profit, that's ribis ktsutza. You're guaranteeing an amount of ribis, that's an issa d'oraisa. If you're guaranteeing the money and not guaranteeing the profit, that's a loan. But it's the rabbanon for a side reason, because the ribis is not ktsutza. We didn't make up exactly how much ribis I'm going to get. Depends how much profit there is. So then it's a rabbanon. But either way, for us, there's no difference between drabanon and deraisis, kamat. In halacha, except in Hilchos Shabbos through a guy, with the kamat, there's no difference if someone's in this deraisis and drabanon. It's aser. Hilchos Ribbis, as far as doing things, we don't do not deraisis, we don't do drabanons. If you guarantee the principal, it's a problem.
Only giving back 3/4 of the principal. And
if you guarantee 3/4 of the principal, and not the other quarter, so that's called mechtza halva, or mechtza pekat. Let's say, just to make it easy, let's say I give you $100,000 and you guarantee half of it. And the other half, I'm at risk. That means it's half loan, half investment. I'm entitled to half the profits. Just like I'm going to absorb half the losses, because half of it is an investment. So I'm entitled to half the profits.
You get more than investors.
The extra amount would be ribis. Because that extra percentage, whatever percentage of losses you take, you can take a maximum of that percentage of profits. Usually you take less because the other person's putting in the work. He wants them to be compensated. But whatever the arrangement is, this is the Aleph Beis. The difference between a loan and an investment is if it's karev lehefsid. And karev, again, doesn't have to mean likely. It means there's a real possibility of a loss. That's when an investment is mutter. This is the klal gadol that people should know, people don't know, and these are shailas come to Rabbanim when it gets messed up, when they're all doing an investment, and then he says, I want you to guarantee it personally, he's masking, and then the whole thing goes down the tubes, you have major problems years later, with sometimes a lot of money, and both sides, they're not even fighting. He's willing to pay it to him, he doesn't want to be ever an avera. And it becomes a big problem. So the kait haklala biyadecha. Even if you don't hear anything else about Mishkanta Desura, know the difference between a loan and an investment. A loan is when there's a chance, possibility of loss, there's a chance of liability, there's an acceptance of liability. A loan is when there's no chance of loss, and an investment, by definition, is when there's a chance of loss. Percentage of loss. So what we do sometimes, let's say I'm investing in an apartment building. Someone's buying an apartment building, and I want to invest. So I could try to protect myself. I could say in my contract that you're responsible to have insurance. If you don't have insurance, then you have to pay me back all my money. If there's a fire and the building gets lost, you're responsible to have insurance. So that way I could protect myself. But bottom line, if the investment goes bad, there's no investment in the world that's guaranteed. There is no investment, no matter what they tell you. There's no investment in the world that's guaranteed. If my chance of profit is tied to the success of the business, then that's okay. And if my chance of loss is tied to the loss of the business, that's okay. Now, of course, sometimes you buy real estate, and you really know there's not going to be a loss, because you know you're getting it at a good price, and you know. So that's fine. Yeah, that's a good investment. A good investment is when you minimize loss. This is the basic halacha. The Rashbam says that Mashkanta Desura is an investment. That's why it's money. How so? How is it an investment? I'm telling you, I'm giving you $10,000, and in exchange, I get the profits for your field for the next 5 years. I anticipate the profit over 5 years will be $20,000. So, Dr. Rashbam, it's okay, because if there'll be a shidafai, there'll be a year in which there's no rain, or there are locusts, and there's no profit from the field, I'm going to lose. Because I'm saying, after 5 years, the mishkanta goes back to you, and there's no obligation. That's an investment. Mashkanta Desura is nothing more than an investment. It bothers me why it says a lashon takanta derabana. It's not a takana. It's just an arrangement, which is water without any takanas. So it's yitachin that Rabbana set this up.
It's not market value. Normally I can sell this, the profits of the karka for $10,000. I'm selling it for $20,000.
So that is a separate issue. Anytime. Let's say I lend you $10,000. In exchange, you sell me $1 million house for $500,000. So that's ribbis, because you're giving me something at a bargain price. So of course that's ribbis. But that has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with Mashkanta Desura.
I'm giving you $10,000. I'm telling you, you can eat the Paris for 10 years, even though you need to pay. If I would sell the Paris by itself, I would get double the amount of money. But I can't sell the Paris. For whatever reason, I can't find any buyer for the Paris. I'm not selling it at a discount. I'm borrowing money, and I'm giving you this as a trade-off. I'm giving you more. If I would sell it at the fair market value, I borrow $1 million from someone, I say, here's a $2 million house. That's payment.
It has to be at a fair market value. The whole arrangement here, if someone's going to borrow from you $100 and you give them a whole year's worth of payers, which is far more than that, then that itself is ribbis. Taivas Hanna itself is ribbis. When you do someone a taiva, a financial taiva as an exchange, you do a type of deal no one would do. And it's clear you're only doing it because you got a loan, that itself is a problem. The taiva itself is a problem, not the payers. The taiva is the problem. This is the Rashbam's teretz. Muki Yosef phrases the teretz differently. Muki Yosef says that there's no loan, the chlam. Muki Yosef says, when I give you $10,000 today for 5 years' worth of payers, it's a purchase. I'm purchasing 5 years worth of peiros for $10,000. It's something that I'm buying right now up front. The snapshot that there's a loan which is an investment. I'm buying it from you. Yeah, the Rishbam's heter is based on the fact that it's called the Schar and called Lahefs. That's his explanation. Of course, the bottom line, the numbers are the same because they're talking about the same arrangement.
Because
they both agree.
Of course, if I'm buying this value for 10 years, but if 1 year ends up having more, that's something like
that. No, I'm buying, there's a market value for land, undeveloped land that I plan to develop, or unplanted land that I plan to, that itself has a value today.
So he says for the next 10 years, if I rent this field land, what's the value? What's what I'm renting it for? So the big difference is how much Paris actually gets produced every single year. It depends on the 10 years. According to the Rashbam, every year you're taking a calculation of how much Paris is produced.
No, according to Rashbam, you're telling him I'm getting for this number of years for this amount of money. If no Paris are produced, I still have to sit with the 5 years. That's it. That's Karb Lehefsin. If Paris aren't produced, I lose.
Why are we calling him a Mashkin Machal?
The reason it's called a Mashkin is because you're giving me the land and I'm going to return it to you at the end of 5 years.
So it's a land block. It's not a Mashkin. A Mashkin is a...
The truth is the Lashon of the Nikki Asim, I think he used that Lashon. That's the Lashon of Sfidus. Ramesha writes, the Guf HaLand belongs to the Leiva. It's a mashkin by me until that time that I...
When it gets destroyed, it's responsible.
If there's a hefset to the land itself, so I have a din like anybody who's a seicher who rents land.
Paris.
Paris, I have to take the loss. That's how I like to regulate everybody.
Something hefka ends up on the land.
Something hefka ends up on the land, who's kaina. So we once had the shaila, when we say schiras kaina, if the seicher has a kinyan for hefka on the land or not. I think we passed it that you do have, but this I think it was a place you shaila.
Can we get an seicher on the kaina if you pass
that? I think he would have an in seicher. I'm not 100% sure. Where Moshe writes is that the difference between the Rashbam and the Mukhi Yosef, they're arguing in the Hilchas Kinyanim, whether a person in such arrangement has a kinyan in the Guf HaKarka or not. Could be nafkamina would be if you if a hefka falls there, could be. The Rashbam's lashon is daima lemecher shemaychel leperis koshana b'shana b'kach dami. That's the Mukhi Yosef's lashon. Ramesh uses a lashon schirus, which is not really in his lashon. Now, the. Merzi Karibis. It's Merzi Karibis. Merzi Karibis. There are certain cases of Merzi Karibis. The Rambam writes, Yesh Devarim that are Merzi Karibis, Ve'inam Ribis. There's a category of things that look like Ribis and they're not Ribis. And the Rambam's example is something that definitely looks like Ribis. Let's say I have a United States saving bond. It's worth $1,000, but it's not due till the end of the year. Right now I can only get $900 for it. I need my money now. I want my $1,000 now. If I go to the bank, I'll get $900. So I go over to you and I tell you, listen, this bond is worth $900 today. It's going to be worth $1,000 at the end of the year. I know you're not going to give me $1,000 for it, because why would you have cash? Why would you take a bond? So give me $950. We'll split the difference. Give me $950. Take the bond, and you'll make 5%. By the time you cash it, you'll get the other $50. So do it. So you're masking. So it's Merzi Karibis. What are you doing? You're giving me $950, and you're giving me back $1,000. I'll give you $950. At the end of the year, I'll take back your $1,000. So the Rambam says that it's Merzi Karibis Ve'inam Ribis. Why? He says, because a bond has a value today. Every bond is a bond market today. Every bond has a value. A bond is payable in 10 years, has a certain value in 5 years, depending on the trustworthiness of the borrower. Has different values depending on the length of time. It has different values. So the Rambam says that buying something today at a discount is not ribis. Buying something, if you're actually getting something today, whether you're getting a bond or you're getting a piece of land that you're going to get payers from, that's not ribis. Because I'm buying it, that's the Mukhi Yisrael Lashon, I'm buying it as of today. And then it's good. So
that is the price.
So that is today's price. So it's probably a range of the price. You can make up anything with a range of normal price. If a person would make up a crazy price, then it's clear that it's just because he's getting the money up front. But the anything that's in a normal range of price, that there's no misiribus. That's the klal from the lashon of the Mukhi Yisrael, the way he expresses it. Now, what is aser is if you were to give someone a discount for prepaying something, that would be aser. Let's say I would tell you, listen, my payers are going to grow at the end of the year. I'll sell you the payers. I'll sell you $1,000 worth of payers in June. I need the money today. If you give me $900 today, I'll give you in June $1,000 worth of payers. Now that's awesome. Because there, I'm not giving you anything today. You're not getting the karka today. So you don't have the Mukhi Yisrael Heter. There's no karv lehefsid. So you don't have the Rashbam's Heter. Prepayment, to take a discount just because you pay up front, that's aser, that there is an issur ribis. There are businesses that do that, which, unless they have certain heterim, are issurei ribis. On necher, you're not allowed to give someone a discount for prepayment.
And the store said on sale, in cash, the store is right on the side.
Well, when they have on sale for cash.
Sure.
Yeah, that's when a store writes, there are many stores, you go into Hasidish neighborhoods also. They write that Tuesday's groceries are 10% off, but cash only. So it's not pashit. Because if you buy it with cash, it's pashit. It's not a prepayment, you're paying when you get it. So if they have a 10% sale and you're paying cash, you're allowed to use the sale. If they have a 10% off sale and you're buying it with a credit card and you're paying the full price, so that becomes a question of ribis. Because what you're doing is you're paying a higher price in order to pay later.
It's not higher, it's the same price.
So there are, the Chof Masadam holds that it's mutter, because if it's clear, that's the real price. Chof Masadam has such a heter. There are those who argue with Chof Masadam, you still can't say beferish one price and one price. But I'll tell you, if you go to a gas station and they have cash price and credit price, and it's owned by Yidden, you're not allowed to use the credit price. Because there, the real price is the cash price, not the credit price.
They're not charging you for the halva, they're charging you because the credit card charges them.
No, they're allowed to pass on the cost that they have in the credit card. But anything more than that,
you don't know.
If you don't know, so you assume most places are going.
No, but it's a Jewish store.
But they get the money later also. They get the money. I understand, but still, since there's a delay, you can't pay extra for something where they have a delay in getting the money. If it'll come the time where it's instant, and big companies already have instant, small stores don't, then it won't be a problem.
So debit card, that is.
Debit card, if they're credited right away, then you can get it. If they receive the money right away, there's no delay. I don't mean to go through whole Hilchos Ribis in Yeshiva Achas, but the kudis that we have here from this Gemara, the heter of the Rashbam, the heter of the Mukhi Yisrael, and the Mashmois, that a regular prepayment is aser, those three nekudis, at least, I'd like it to be kinder, to have the idea. The expression, kar of l'schar, kar of l'hefsid, is something you should be aware of. It's a little misleading. The word kar of l'schar, kar of l'hefsid means 50-50 chance, schar and hefsid. Nobody here would make an investment where it's a 50-50 chance Skar and Hefsid, unless you buy a lottery ticket for $1 to $1 million, so you're willing to take a chance. But nobody would make a normal investment that's a 50-50 chance. So it's not what it means. Skar and Hefsid doesn't mean 50-50. It means there's a reasonable possibility of loss, and there's a reasonable possibility of, I don't even mean reasonable, it doesn't have to be reasonable. If I'm buying a house, there's an old lady You know, every once in a while you hear about this old lady who died, and the Yarshim lived in somewhere in Georgia, and they're selling a house in Brooklyn for $100,000 because they don't know better. You know, so by yid it will be Einar. By a guy, you know, there's no this or Einar by a guy. So you're buying it, you know, $100,000, you're willing to buy it. If you're really Jewish, you'll bargain them down another $10,000, right? And then you buy it, so you have an investor. So the investor's allowed to do it. It's rachak mehefsit. That's called karav lehefsit. Karav lehefsit means, whatever this investment's going to have a loss, I'm online for the loss. That's karav lehefsit. Okay, so this is the yisayid negeya tilchus rivas. What's negeya to our Gemara? Let's learn what the Gemara says. Again, the lashon of the Gemara is, the Eloi Teimahach. I'll prove to you that you can make a macha, even in such a case. Hani Meshkanta, the Surah, the Kasset David Mishlam Shni Elon Tepek Aradabalai Kesset. When you have a Meshkanta, the Surah, where it says a Lashon, Mishlam Shni Elon Bala Kesset, Ikavish Le Lishtar Meshkanta Gabay, Vabalakucha Biyadi, Achinami the Mehemet. Misakni Rabban Amidi, this man, they could ask they say that. What does that mean? That means the Malva, who's now holding the mashkin. That's not correct when I call him a malva. I should call him an investor. Right? The investor. Now, he's going to hide the shtar mashkanta. And when he hides the shtar mashkanta, it's going to cause him to be able to pretend that he bought it and he has a chazaka. That's what the Gemara says. Elomai. The other person has to make a macha. Now, why does he have to hide? What does it mean he hides the shtar mashkanta? Well, if he holds the shtar mashkanta, he has no chazaka. Because we know why he went down to the field. He didn't buy it. The Muki Yosef teaches this Gemara that what the person's going to do is he's going to say, well, the mashkanta was for 2 years. And I got my peiros back in 2 years. Now, the last 3 years that I'm eating the peiros, I bought it. So I should have a chazaka. That's how the Muki Yosef touches the Gemara. He's going to hide the shtar mashkanta, which says that there were 5 years of mashkin. And he's going to pretend 2 years were mashkin and 3 years were mechira. That's that, as I stay in the Muki Yosef. And he brings this from a list of Rishayim. When we learned that Flamed Gimel, I told you there are three tesis that are important that you have to know. No other taisim, but three klaliistika taisim. One was taisis achbashay, which we're going to come back to plenty of times. I made a little line on my Gemara, so I should find it easily. And the line to taisis. Taisis is said the rule, you just hazard it, you should remember it, that if you start off in a field with some reason to be there, either mashkanta or oris or uman or somebody starts off with Devar Masirim Mahashu Lahaski, you start holding it for another reason. You can never get a chazak. That's what Taisa said.
Change.
What?
Change.
Mashkanta to Mechira, if you want to say it changed, you have to prove it. You can't just time it. Normally, I'm in a field for 3 years, I don't have to prove it. 3 years, I can just time it, I bought it. The Taisa said that if you started by Mashkanta, you started by Nasa, or you started with any other excuse, then, later, you can't say I bought it, because how should the other person know to make a mecha? If you start for mashkanta, you can't tie the mechira without proof. This, the Muki Yosef, is disagreeing with that taisus, even though the taisus seems to be so mistaver. And when we learned the taisus, I wasn't aware that any Rishayim that argue. But now I see the Muki Yosef and Agimara argues with that taisus. And the Hagah, the side of the Muki Yosef, Hagah is Tess. It says Hagoyes near Yisrael, Ois Tess, says that Muki Yosef is arguing. He tells you to go back to Yenet Taisvis of Rabbi Bar Shirshim, and it's arguing. So that, then the Muki Yosef says, what does it mean to hide the shtar mashkanta? He'll say the mashkanta was 2 years, and the last 3 years I bought it. Taisvis doesn't agree with that. If you agree the first 2 years were mashkanta, you'll never have chazaka. Taisvis has to learn that you're going to hide the shtar mashkanta lagamri. You'll say it never was a mashkanta. It was never a mashkanta in the first place. And you're going to say that I bought it originally. And that's the Lashon of the Rashba.
Could be as close as saying, could be as close as he's saying, believe me when I'm telling you that I had it for 2 years, and the Chiddush of Yosef says, don't tell me that it's like an Achmi Shtarach that's a Reisa like we have it in the Rashba, and it's going to destroy you even if I get a Migul. Of the year, it's a Migul. He's saying, listen, I had it.
So 1 second, I'll answer that in a second. The way Tosis learns, Akvishel Ishtar Mashkanta means, I'll pretend it never was a mashkin, never ever. And I'll pretend I bought it originally. So the Gemara is asking, a person will be Akvishel Ishtar Mashkanta, he'll hide Ishtar Mashkanta, and how's the other person going to defend himself? Elamai must be, the Rabbana would never make such a takana, that could come Liday Gzela so easily. So it must be that you can make a machal. Why didn't the Mukhi Yosef learn like Tosfos? What's the hole in Tosfos Pshat? Because the hole in the chassan in Tosfos Pshat is that that's what you're worried about. Well, hide the shtar mashkanta. So you have a kasha, how can the rabbanan make such a takana? It's an easy eitzah. Let the laiva also, let him have eidim that he gave him pateras mashkin. Most loans have eidim. The witness, he'll call in the witnesses, he'll say, I lent him money. There'll be witnesses that it was Bataris Mishkanta. It's so easy to get witnesses. Most people who do loans have witnesses to the loan. So, according to Taisvis, he's going to pretend it never was a Mishkanta. What's the Gemara saying? The person will hide the Shtar Mishkanta, is going to come Lidei Ramois. L'chaira, there's an Eitzah to have witnesses. Therefore, the Mukhi Yosef says we're afraid that there'll be witnesses there was a loan, and he'll say 2 years was Rashkanta, 3 years was Lakuch. Now the truth is, you're right, there's an Eitzah here too, can have witnesses and they should know all the conditions that it was for 5 years. It's a bit of a cash on the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara say that Eitzah? But I'll put him, it's more likely like Taisvis that you would automatically have Eidim. Because the person is going to pretend it never was a Mashkanta, the other person will just show that there was such a loan, there was such a Mashkanta. And that's why, I think that's why the Mukhi Yosef didn't want to learn like Taisvis. But Al Kapanim, we have it now as a klal for the Masechta, as much as I wanted, that if you remember the Taisvis Lamedim was klal, that if you start off with something, with a different rule, it doesn't change, as much as that's true. But we now know that the Mukhi Yosef disagrees, and he brings a B'shem a few Rishayim that argue with that Tosfos and hold that it is possible for it to change. Okay, next week we're going to do Akum Ein Lechazaka. I just want you to know that the Rashbam and Rambam have two Taichin, Akum Ein Lechazaka, it means Cheskes Gemoshanim, like the Rashbam, or Cheskes Karkois, which is the Rambam Shita. When you learn it, you should keep your eyes open to see the two Shitas in the next week.